Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 12. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhanni inna ba'da al-dhanni ithmun. Translation from Kanzun Iman. O people who believe, avoid excessive assumptions. Verily, some assumption becomes a sin. Describing the wisdom of the prohibition of excessive assumptions, Allama Abdullah bin Umar Shirazi Baydawi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has stated in Tafsir Baydawi, so that every Muslim would get cautious about every assumption and would ponder whether it is a good or a bad assumption. Also, describing the reason of declaring some of the assumptions to be sins in the above mentioned verse, Imam Fakhruddin Razi alayhi rahmatullahi al-hadi has stated, what someone has done appears to be wrong, but in fact it is not so. It is possible that he has done it forgetfully, or the observer has had some misunderstanding. There are two thought-provoking sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two ahadith, that refrain from bad suspicion. Certainly, a bad suspicion is the greatest lie, and the blood, wealth, and bad suspicion about a Muslim are haram, are prohibited. The definition of bad suspicion is as follows: to have a firm belief without any proof that so and so person is bad. Bad suspicion also causes inner diseases like grudge and jealousy, hasad. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْعِبَادَةِ. A good assumption is from good worship. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyiduna Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has stated, only Allah Azza wa Jal knows the secrets of the heart. Therefore, it is not permissible for you to have a bad suspicion about anybody unless you have seen his evil deed so obviously, so openly, that it leaves you with no option for a good assumption. At that time, you will have to believe what you have seen. On the contrary, if you have neither seen his evil deed with your own eyes, nor have you heard it with your own ears, but still you have a bad suspicion about him in your heart, then you must realize that it is Satan, it is Shaitan who has put this thought in your heart. You should reject this satanic thought because this is the worst transgression. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala ali has further stated, even if somebody's mouth smells of alcohol, it is still not permissible to impose the shari'i sentence, because it is possible that he may have taken the gulp of alcohol but have spat it out immediately without drinking it, or anyone else may have forced him into drinking alcohol. On the basis of these possibilities, it is not permissible to give credibility to one's assumptions and have a bad suspicion without shari'i proof about a Muslim being a drinker, etc. Bad suspicion indeed is a dangerous and destructive evil that can lead to the fire and the pits of hell. It is fard, it is absolutely necessary, compulsory, to know its essential rulings as well as its cure of bad suspicion. Inshallah ta'ala, more advices from our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah we will receive inshallah ta'ala about cures for bad suspicion. So please stay tuned stay with Madani channel, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability of understanding His beautiful deen, to refrain from bad suspicion, and to always try our best to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.